can't get this lot together at all. I'm in that much of a panic trying to read records, trying to read letters between records. I'll sort records out. I just got nothing together. That's what you get for coming back from London at the last minute. Had an excellent time, by the way. I went down to a place called Hampton Wick, stayed with a couple of friends. And the happenings in Hampton Wick, you wouldn't believe. I'm thinking of starting a serial every Sunday on my programme. What's happening in Hampton Wick? Martin and Stefan, the two friends I stay with, are going to write to me and let me know what's going on down there. So possibly every Sunday we'll have What's All in Hampton Wick time. Sounds damned exciting, doesn't it? John Dwyer has just disappeared. Christopher Francis has appeared. What's up, Lau? What have you come in early for? You're not on till 8 o'clock.
I'm just watching how he's done.
Oh, you're not going to gain nothing from this. Have you ever seen such a panic while records are playing? Where's that letter from Jennifer? That's one I've got sorted out. That's a definite request for Saturday, anyway. I've just been skipping through a few of the other letters, and most of them are for to be played any time. Lists of records, answers to the competition from last week, which I'll be reading out later, and records for Sunday. This is one for Saturday. I won't go through the whole letter at the moment. I'll read it out a little later. But it says, would I play anything on my Saturday show, if I can find the bit that says it. Could you play a record during the first hour of your Saturday show? Thanks very much. Love, Jenny. They are, Jen. Just for you. Another one here. I'm being given funny looks by Chris here. Thinks I'm having it off with a microphone. Jenny Darlington, who's asked me to give a mention to her mum's sister, who's come up from Coventry to stay and will be subjected to continuous ma during the weekend, whether she likes it or not. Okay, well, I'll read the rest of the letter in a minute. I'll play David Bowie, as I know young Jennifer loves Bowie, but I'll sort something else out for her later. Still the number one single this week for the second week, David Bowie. This isn't the one I'm going to play for your auntie.
Do you remember a guy that thinks it's such a nice song? I've heard a rumor from ground control.
Oh no, don't say it's true.
They got a message for the action man.
Better not mess with Major John. My mama said,
panic. It's finished and we've got nothing ready. What have you passed me? Roxy Music. Oh, I suppose that'll do, won't it? Of David Bowie and a track called... What's it called? I've forgotten. I'm in that much of a panic. Let's have a look. It's called Ashes to Ashes, of course, as if I didn't really know. It's 20 past five on a Saturday afternoon, and I've never known anything like this. I'm usually untogether, but I'm even more untogether this week. As mentioned before, that single, which is still number one, it's going out. No, it's not going out, that one. I'm not going to play it for Jenny. I'm going to play a Bowie track from an album a little later. Also for her mum's sister. I've just been trying to work it out. Mum's sister, that means it's her auntie, I think, doesn't it? Is your mum's sister your auntie?
I think it is, yeah.
It is, isn't it, yeah. So for Jenny's auntie, whose name she doesn't mention, I'll play you a Bowie track a little later, but I hope you enjoyed that one in the meantime. At 20 past five, let's see if we can get anything out of this machine.
Have you spotted the brand new Lynx View yet? They are open 7 days a week from 9 till 7 and stock a mixed selection of 50 of the best quality used cars. Lynx View Car Sales are situated on Liso Road in Wallasey. So the next time you're passing, stop and look in at the brand new Lynx View or give them a ring on 638 2528.
And what I was doing while that was playing was getting a record queued, which Chris kindly passed me out of the box behind. This was the one he grabbed, which just so happens to be the first record in my pile, so it was quite easy for him to find, I suppose. It'll do at the moment, my single, one of my favourites. At the moment, it's Roxy Music. Oh yeah.
Some expression in your eyes overtook me by surprise. Where was I? How was I to know? Oh, oh, oh. How can you drive to a movie show when the music is here in my car?
Thank you.
Just found a letter from a couple of young ladies called Gaynor and Janice asking for Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie between 5 and 5.30, so I was just lucky to find that one in time. Roxy Music for you there, and a thing called Oh Yeah on the Radio. A couple of letters that I have managed to suss out here, and I'm going to read out. The only snag is I've put one of them down, and I don't know where to put it. That's strange. I just had that one. Where did that letter go, do you know? Oh, how embarrassing! I've just been... Oh, talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Where did I put that? Oh, this is disgraceful, this is. Hang on, I'd better come back to the microphone. It's no good walking around the room like this. Gaynor and Janice, I just had your letter in my hand a minute ago, and I don't know where it is, seriously. What's this one here? I bet this is it. Yes, this is it. I found it. Right, you can come back to your radio now. Please play between 5 and 5.30 from Gaynor Jones of Greasby. And it says, please play this on the 23rd, but if it's too short notice, the week after, we'll have to do. You're dead right, it'll have to do, because I only just got it this week. Dear Mike, would you please play a record for me and my mate Janice Butler from Hillbark Road, Frankby? We are out in Wales this weekend in Janice's caravan, where we have been the last two times you have played records for us. Oh, have you seen this, Chris? These are these two soft girls who stand in the middle of a field with a radio.
They must, remember the last
letter. They must look a right sight. Are you in the middle of the field now, girls? Right, good. Can you hear this? Turn your radio a little bit towards the east. Get down on your knees on your mat and pray to Mecca. Maybe you'll receive us clear. Could you please mention Judith Andrews of Grange Cross Lane, West Kirby? I can't mention her again, no. I remember you asked me to mention her last time, and there's no way whatever that I'm able to mention Judith Andrews. I'm sorry. I mean, I've told you this twice before, and I won't tell you again. If this Judith Andrews name crops up on a letter again, I'll just completely ignore it. So, Judith Andrews, if you're listening, once again, apologies for not being able to mention you, but I'm sorry, it's just one of these things. I've also got to mention all the girls in the Cooperative Insurance Society. It's all at the co-op now! Who I work with, they are Donna Ridge from Wallasey, Carol Smith from Morton, Vivian Woodhouse from Morton, Julie Reed from Birkenhead, Jill Williams, Rock Ferry, the posh part, Irene Myler from Birkenhead, Netta Fishface, charming, and Margaret Topping from Birkenhead. Please play this record at the beginning of your show, if possible. Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie. Love, Gaynor and Janice. Okay, for you two, and also for all those names we mentioned, then the record I played two records back from Bowie, Ashes to Ashes, going out for you's lot. Thanks a lot for the letter, Gaynor, and all the other girls there from the Coe. It's all up to go up now. And I hope you get this out in Wales, okay? So I'll put that to one side, that's one of the letters out of the way. And a letter here which I haven't gone through yet is from Dawn of Southport, and it just, well, there's quite a long letter which I'll skip through in a minute, but there's a record list. So I'll get back to the music. There's 24 singles. And I've just noticed right at the bottom, Dawn, you told me off, or somebody told me off, for playing the wrong Clash track last Sunday or Saturday. If you were listening to the special bank holiday broadcast we did on Monday, I played you the correct one then, which was London's Burning. I'll play it again today, in case you missed it Monday. Sorry about the cock-up last Saturday. So Dawn, the very famous Dawn from Southport, who is at the moment opening supermarkets all over the nation. 24 singles she would like me to play. I'll try and play as many of them as I can, Dawn. The bottom one you've put, Where's Captain Kirk? By, I think it's The Magazines. What a load of codswallop. It's as bad as your... what's bad as your dad? I've met your dad once or twice, if I remember. He's talked about you. he's as soft as you are. It's not by The Magazines or Magazine. Where's Captain Kirk is by Spiz Energy, in fact. I might play that for you later. One of the tracks you've asked for, which is number 17 on your list, is this thing from The Ruts. Not London's Burning, I'll do that later. This is Babylon's Burning.
You'll burn a street, you'll burn your houses with anxiety. With anxiety. And I don't burn it bad, and I don't burn it with anxiety. And I don't burn it bad, and I don't burn it.
I'm to work. You're running so blind. The fun of fear is a long run. With ignorance and height. I'm with and joy of faith. Bad and I'm running, bad and I'm burning. With and joy of faith. Bad and I'm running, bad and I'm burning. Bad and I'm burning, baby, I can't get you through.
Road, Wallasey.
And at the moment, Black Solarium have got cut price rates, and I don't know what the hell happened like, but they should have had cut price rates over the past 4 months, the weather we've had. That's beside the point. The new rates, in fact, are 8 sessions for £10, which is the equivalent of £1.50 a single session if you pay for them that way. The off-peak specials are between 9 to 12 a.m., 2 to 5 p.m., Monday to Saturday inclusive, and they are £1.25 a session, or 8 half hours for £8. Okay, there you go, Black Solarium, off peaks between 9 and 12, 2 to 5, Monday to Saturday, 8 half hours for 8, or £1.25 a single. At any other time, 8 for a brown note, which is a tenner, at any time, £1.50 a single session. Black Solarium, 62 Wallasey Road, Wallasey, 639-4304. 639-4304. 25 to 6 on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Mike Stand with you till 7 o'clock tonight. 2 hours worth of stuff from me. Dash Riprock has been down to London with me this week. I dropped him off home a little early this afternoon, which he promptly fell asleep, I think. I don't think he could take all the strain we went through over the past few days. So hopefully he'll be in between 7 and 8, But judging by the way he was this afternoon, maybe he won't be awake, so we'll have to stick some music on, see what happens later anyway. The adverts, One Chord Wonders, and before that The Ruts, Babylon's Burning, both going out for Dawn of Southport, the very famous Dawn, who says, "Dear Mike, thank you for all the mentions and records you have given me, and thanks for making me famous. Sarai, I bet you didn't know that there are Dawn badges and car stickers being given out now. Not only that, but I am opening another couple of supermarkets in the coming weeks." I knew it. This is it, you see. Once you get a mention on my show, these things start happening to you. I'm going to try and record your Saturday show. That's illegal. You can't do that. You mustn't do anything that is not lawful, all right? My mate Kim has written to you and asked for a record, which is one of my favourites. Yeah, I've just seen that letter as well. I'll read that out later. In fact, it is on the record list I've written. My mate Debbie goes to Brady's every Friday, and there is a punk gig on every week, and loads of punks meet there, and I wonder if you have ever been to one of them, as you say you sometimes work there. Well, I've worked there about 3 times, actually, Dawn. I did the adverts there, and a couple of local bands. I'm doing the Dead Kennedys in September. I would also like to know if the Scarlet Rainbows are a bunch of punks. Well, I suppose you could class them as that, yeah, very loosely. Having met 3 of them, they're not a pretty sight, I can tell you. That, you know what that means now, because I'm going to get another load of letters from the Rainbows now. what else does she say? I was listening to your show the other week, and I heard you mention about the Wayne Hughes fan club. And you just finished reading a letter from the Mice Men. Well, believe it or not, Dawn, I've got another letter from them. And another letter from Wayne, which I'll be reading either tonight or tomorrow. So if the two young ladies are listening, I think it's Julie and Pat, who are starting the Wayne Hughes fan club. I've got a reply from him, so I'll read that out to you sometime. What else did it say? Could you please tell me truthfully, if I won one of Andy Davis's competitions, would I really have you? Please say I could, or I will be highly upset. Hello, Dawn, thanks a lot for the letter. And the jingle of that you ask about isn't Gladys, in fact, saying that. Gladys is never sober enough to do sit down in front of the microphone and do a jingle. Anyway, a couple of records for you before that, and I'll do some more for you later. Whew. 24 singles from Dawn on her record list. So I'll play some more of those tonight and tomorrow. This is Peter Gabriel and a track called Biko. And to the person whose letter I've just been glancing at, who gave the competition answer as this single, "You're Wrong." I'll be giving the answer out to that later.
September 77, Port Elizabeth, weather fine. It was business as usual in police room 619. Oh, Biko, 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 Biko. Oh, Biko, Biko, Biko.
catch. The wind will blow it higher.
Single, which I noticed John Dwyer pinched as well. There's only Matt Black got a copy of that. We all pinch it off him. Black has got two copies of that, you see. He's got the 12-inch single and he's also got the album version, which is in German. That's the English version of Peter Gabriel's new single. It's called Biko. Quick mention to Dave Simpleton, if he's listening. Dave Simpleton, who takes over the 11 till 1 spot normally on a Saturday and Sunday, did 3 hours today and he wasn't too happy about it at all, having to work that hard. The Dave Simpleton Show every Saturday and Sunday at midday. Valium music, music to blow your brain out with. I noticed his last record was round about 5 to 2 today with The Shadows. And he called it Quatermass's Stores. Just imagine Quatermass going up to the stores with a requisition note asking for a couple of monsters and a space helmet and things. Buffoon! So if you're listening, Dave, it's Quartermaster's Stores, not Quatermass's Stores. Quatermass on the pit. Just to get his pit from the stores cupboard. Must have been that extra hour that finally saw his brain off. It's 5:45 on Saturday afternoon. And you're with Merseyland Alternative Radio, MAR, pirate radio over Merseyside in the north of England. And even further at times. 266 metres medium wave, 1125 kilohertz AM. And we're with you till midnight tonight. Dawn, if you're still listening, my dear, my darling. I'm just trying to cue up that jingle where the little voice says, "What do you think of it so far?" As you put in your letter that you reckon it's Gladys. It isn't, in fact. It's a young man called Roddy, who is playing with a group called The Press at the moment. He's guitarist of the group called The Press, and he decided to throw me a pile of jingles together a few weeks back, so I'll cue that up and play with you in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, if I can find it, back to this letter from Jennifer, because it says to play her anything between 5 and 6. So I'll try it. Oh, a lovely little photo, a lovely little drawing of a mouse on the front. It says, Dear Mike, thanks for playing Bowie for me last week. Sorry I didn't write, but with my O-level results coming through, I just haven't had time. Just in case you're interested, which of course I am interested in everything Jennifer does, I failed biology, geography, Welsh language, maths and history. Good grief. But I passed art and design, RE, whatever art, what's RE? Oh, religious education, I suppose. Good grief. She's going to be a nun. English language and English literature. She's going to be a very literate nun who can draw. I still need another O-level pass to qualify for art, art college, minimum of 5 O-levels. Eventually, if lucky, I hope to continue with my wildlife area of work, like the illustration that's been done on the front of this notelet, as animals are by far the best aspect of my artwork. Well, you shouldn't have any trouble drawing John Dwyer or Matt Black then, if animals are the best things you can draw. Anyway, enough of this pointless gabble. Please give a mention to my mum's sister, who's come up from Coventry. Hello, Jennifer's mum's sister. No name, highly formal today. She's staying with us and will be subjected to continuous MAR during the weekend, whether she likes it or not. Play a record during the first hour on Saturday. Thanks very much, you're so kind. You're not kidding, I am. I'll be back at school by then. I can't stand school, so please play a record to cheer me up. Love, Jenny. Jenny, for you, Suffragette City.
Hey man, oh, leave me alone, you know. Hey man, oh Henry, get off the phone. I've got to, hey man, I've got to stay on my face. But it mellows like chicks, just put my spine out of place. Hey man, my school is insane. Hey man, my work's down the drain. Hey man, but she's a total blam blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she won't let you. I don't need on me, man, cause you can't afford it again. Back from Suffragette City. I don't need on me, man, cause you ain't got time to check in. No, my Suffragette City. It's all the same. It's all right. I can't take you this time, no way.
God, it's finished and I'm not ready. That's, I haven't even got my headphones on. I wonder what I'm saying. I can't hear myself now. David Bowie at 6:09 and a track called Suffragette City. I've just worked the old headphones back on and I can now hear myself. I think I'll take them back off again. That's for Jenny and her auntie up from Coventry. Hope you're enjoying this, Auntie Darlington, or whatever your first name is. Your mum's sister. No, it won't be Darlington, will it? It'll be something completely different. I wonder what her surname is. Jennifer? That's damned uncivil of you not to mention her name. Do you realise that? And congratulations anyway on passing the four things you did do. You obviously took how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You took 9 subjects and passed 4 of them. I took 8 and passed 1. I only got English language when I was at school, and you wouldn't believe it to listen to me, would you? Anyway, congratulations on those 4. No doubt you'll be taking at least one of them again. So what would be the easiest out of that? Welsh language, or I think we'll abandon that. Biology, take biology. I got 98% in my mock biology O-level, do you know? And when it came to the actual O-level itself, I took that long on the paper in intricate door drawings of the lungs and skeleton and all the sorts of diagrams of the human body that I failed because I only finished about a third of the paper. Still, can't win them all, so best of luck next time you take them, and I hope you get at least one more, which will get you to our college.
CVR Car Sales of Wallasey offer you 30 to 40 good quality, low mileage used cars with 12 months parts and labour guarantee on all vehicles. A full description of the cars in stock is available in the local press. The showrooms are open all weekend. Test drive without obligation a Seaview Road used car today. Telephone 051 638 5624.
Yeah.
brand new single from the Skids, taking a leaf out of Floyd's book and dragging the brats into the studio to sing along. That's a thing called circus games. I think I'll have to do that one night. Bring all the kids in out of the street instead of getting them to shout out there. I'll get them to come in the studio and sing along behind me. Skids and a thing called circus games. Dawn, babe, I found that thing you reckon is Gladys. I'm talking about Gladys. I've got a letter to Gladys here. I'll have to read it out in the second hour. It's addressed to Gladys. Amazing letter. I'll say more about that later. This isn't Glad, as you think, Dawn. It's Roddy. Roddy from the press. Just have a listen. She thinks it's Dawn. Dawn thinks it's Gladys. What it says is, what do you think of the show so far? Then there's a bog flushing, and then he comes back on and says, whoops, dear me, which is the bit you couldn't make out. So have a listen to it now.
What do you think of it so far?